Clinton's favorable unfavorable is 49% favorable, 38% unfavorable. That's not that good. It means 38% don't like her. That's a lot to start a campaign with. But among Democrats, her ratio is 83% favorable, 7% unfavorable. Democrats love her. The question in terms of her in a general election is an open question. She is only slightly favorable among independents, 43% to 40%. And among Republicans, she's decidedly negative. 12% view her favorably, 77% view her unfavorably. Now, we are 21 months away from the election. It is a long time. Having said that, there are a lot of people who say they won't vote for her. Implicitly, if they don't think well of her, they're not going to vote for her. Does that mean she can't get elected? No, clearly she could win Ohio. On the other hand, just taking, for example, Barack Obama, were he to be nominated, there's a much smaller percentage of people who think of him unfavorably. But he obviously has a very tough fight to win the nomination, at least in terms of Ohio Democrats. But in a general election, although he trails both Republicans, his unfavorables are much lower, which means he has an opportunity to be able to improve his standing against Republican candidates. Conversely, if you look at both McCain and Giuliani, although they both trail Senator Clinton by a small amount, they have very low unfavorables. Basically, only 1 in 5 Ohioans think negatively of them. That gives them an opportunity to improve their standing. In the case of Senator Clinton, she is so well known, in large part because her husband was president, and she's been in the spotlight now for, you know, almost 15 years. Americans and Ohioans have a pretty good fix on who she is, and they split. You know, Democrats really like her, Republicans really don't like her, independents are split. This is an indication of I think, what the campaign will be like. It's